Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. So today in Israel, or in Lebanon mainly, I think, handheld radios are being blown up. It's ingenious what they've done. Apparently, they've been able to place near the battery in the pagers that terrorists were using. And now somewhere similar in these handheld radios for the for Hezbollah, an explosive charge. And it has been deadly. It's believed double figures killed again, but others maimed by this. You would think after the chargers, after the pagers yesterday, they might give up these devices, but they're exploding all across Lebanon. This is how Israel is so inventive, how they survive. They're sending a message again. Now, the other side is so fanatical that it doesn't seem to, but with some of their leadership and others, it calms things down. It puts them in a defensive mode. Now, tonight, I'm being honored by the Zionist of America. Going to be emceeing a big event they do every year over at the Hilton. And I'm going to be talking about October 7th is 1 year away. All right, just 1 year away. And just think of the reaction that we saw, including my alma mater. I went back and dug it out when we talked about it. These weasels over at LaSalle University caving in to some progressive students and or Muslim students and decrying on October 7th when they issued a statement, the terrorism that was happening in Israel, but also in Gaza, claiming the Israeli government were terrorists in this. And this October 7th attack is among the most vicious things we've seen in human history. These were not outliers as happened in wars, raping women, doing ungodly things. This was their tactic. They were celebrated by significant numbers of Democrat elected officials, progressives, and of people that yesterday, the one question that they were pushing back on Kamala Harris, the black journalist, about was, you're not doing enough to go after Israel. It's essentially what it is. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of certain Jewish voters and donors and all that stuff that still are going to stick with the Democrats despite all this. You know, it's a long process to unwind us. But I want to commend what they've done today, more devices exploding across Lebanon. Now, our media is covering it, and they're talking essentially about how ghastly it is. Not so much people are blown up, but they're getting severe injuries because they may have it in their pocket, et cetera, right? Well, that is severe, but it's exactly what they deserve. Exactly what they deserve. And the bottom line is to try to stop Lebanon now, Hezbollah in Lebanon, to calm it down to some reasonable degree. It's impossible to beat them into the ground, although they've done a pretty good job with Hamas, as we're seeing play out. Still more to be done on that. That's a fact of life. I've been there. That's the way that it is. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you need do is push pound 1210. Cut 14, Jim, will be coming up. I wanted to identify, if you didn't know this, what a progressive weasel Kevin Bacon is. You know, he's got the ties to Philadelphia and all that. We played Kevin Bacon when he did the preamble to the award, the Peabody Award, for this documentary on the great Larry Krasner. And he talked about how wonderful Krasner was, how he was taking apart institutions brick by brick. Listen to this diatribe from Kevin Bacon, essentially saying there are people out there still, fill in the blank, Republicans, Trump, conservatives, trying to suppress the vote. Has voting ever been easier? Has it ever been easier? What do we have to do? Come over and beg you? Have you pick your finger up during a commercial break and hit something and then we record it? Is that what we have to do? I don't even want to do that. So my stance has always been, I would never be out there, voters like this, people that we're talking about like this, putting on the pom-poms and saying somebody's suppressing them. That's not true. Same thing with Trump voters. You have people that go to Trump rallies, they contribute, go figure it out, they don't vote. That's the ones they're trying to reach when we tell you about mail-in balloting, etc. Why they don't vote, go figure. But here's Kevin Bacon. He's got it figured. People are trying to suppress voters.
So when I was a kid growing up in Philly, I remember when my mom used to drag me along on voting day to the polling place in our neighborhood. And I was too young to leave out in the lobby, so she would bring me into the voting booth and close those heavy curtains behind us. And she was ticking off those little boxes with the metal levers. And I remember thinking, this is so cool. I was so kind of enamored with that process, partly because I thought to myself, well, when I'm a grown-up, this is one of those things that I'm going to get a chance to do, you know, like driving a car, having a family, or getting my own place or whatever. Voting to me is kind of the most American and the most democratic thing that you can do. But, you know, there are people out there that don't want Americans to vote. They don't want you to vote based on where you live or what they perceive your beliefs might be, or your age, or even the way you look, or the way you sound. And make no mistake, voter suppression, voter intimidation, these are fundamentally un-American things to do. So please don't wave my flag at me and tell me that you are a patriot if you want to keep your fellow Americans from exercising their right to vote. So here's what you do. Big election coming up. Look at the calendar, right? See what you're doing and make a plan. Get yourself an absentee ballot. Go online. Make sure you're registered. Come on. V-O-T-E. Be a grown up.
All right, the great Kevin Bacon. Who's he talking about? Who's doing all that suppression, those intimidations? Who's doing that with people? Where are these people? What century is this guy in? And I thought he might say at the end, but in Philadelphia, I know your vote will be protected. The great Larry Krasner is on the case. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Side question today, looking for that all-time great real or fictional small town, since small towns are so much in the news. But Bacon, I don't know what he was doing. Sound like he was running or he's coming back from running or
something. Yeah, he was like walking in the park.
Oh, he was. Okay. Oh, man. But all this voter suppression, where are we? Are we back in the South in the 60s? Who's stopping people from voting? Where are they in America? Must be Trump related. You know, could it be that we want to make sure people are voting, are first of all citizens, that they're registered to vote, that they're not voting more than once? That sounds like voter suppression to me. Why can't we have voter ID? Then nobody will suppress anything, Kevin. Always with these phantoms out there, always with the same thing. This guy is one of the worst. Constant complaint. Somebody is suppressing the vote. You can vote by mail, early voting. You can walk over to the satellite office. Where is the voter suppression gone on? All right, 855-839-1210. You got a line. Coming up, I do want to get into this story out there today, particularly for young people of color, it says, being shamed if they have kids or want to have kids. This is one of the most despicable things from the climate thing. Now, last night, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was with President Trump in a town hall and talked about Kamala Harris not knowing humility because your kids teach you humility. I get it with Harris. I think it's a strange thing. But as a campaign tactic, this whole thing that she's childless, she made that decision, or there's an issue. I don't know which one it is. I don't think that's the ground to win hearts and minds on to go down that path. I think there's a lot of other things right now that we're seeing that certainly are open. Let's go to Tom in South Philly. And Tom is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom, good afternoon.
There he is. You got it wrong as usual. You forgot to tell how Hezbollah knocked out the Unit 8200 last week. And then you forgot to say how the Houthis who beat the United States Navy in the Red Sea and the Brits sent a Mach 6.2 cruise missile 2,000 miles in 15
minutes. Hey, Tom, why would you be, Tom, how about if we, I don't think it would take much to get you to get a plane ride and go enjoy the Houthis. Since you want to tout them trying to kill Americans, we could get you a ticket there. First class, Tom. We'll fly you out of the country. How do you like that?
Well, we're supplying 2,000-pound bombs. Putin's not even using 2,000-pound bombs in the Ukraine, right? We're killing Palestinians. This is our up-and-comings. It's coming. You know, we haven't won a war in 79 years.
Tom, wait a minute. Stop saying we. You're not an American of any stripe that I recognize, Tom.
Sure, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm a moron.
No, you're not.
No, you're self.
You are self-hating. You are self-hating. Yes, you are. You're self-hating America. I don't know why you would even call and tell us about the Houthis killing us, Tom. Why would you do that?
Because we shouldn't be there.
Thank you, Tom, very much. 855-839-1210. Yeah, I do salute the Israelis in this. It took a lot. Who knows? The company, apparently it's in Hungary, that made these or did it along with them. And they're taking out terrorists. And the terrorists are too dopey after yesterday with the pagers to still be using, apparently, handheld radios. Why are they doing that? They thought they were escaping Israeli intelligence. Now, I've been there, unlike Tom. I've seen what it's like. I've seen, while I was there, rockets fired into the country. And this is forever. How many years have we seen this? It is endless. Because you have these nations that are losers. They are. Israel has made the desert blossom. These other nations want one thing. They either want to kill Jews or they want to get them out of there. That's what they live for every day. And they will continue to not be able to prosper, to create a decent life. Some of them are oil rich, and they still can't make it. And they fight among each other because of something going back, apparently, to Mohammed, a distinction around that. You have that going on. So, yes, Israel is sending a message with this. They realize Hezbollah is mounting a campaign ready to attack another war here. And they know that our Democrat Party is like Tom. Not as blatant, but they stand with Hamas and the other side. That's where they are. And they want Israel to quit it now because they have the mob in their party going after them. Like Kamala Harris said this yesterday, the only questions that were pressed were that. She was even allowed to skate, even though she acknowledged it. The other area that I think Vice President Harris has to answer for, if there's another debate, are reparations. She clearly supports it, but she won't say it. She said it before, and she hasn't moved away from it. Yesterday, in talking about reparations by executive action, she resorted to talking about all the problems that are out there. Well, here is, this is cut 10, and I may stop it, Jim. Here's VP Harris yesterday when asked if she would support, as she has in the past, executive action on creating a committee to study reparations. Now, you know how dangerous this is. She knows that, at least. You start to move, as she has in the past, toward reparations. That is one of the worst, as far as politically, where that's going to take you. Americans are not going to go for this nonsense. And that's all the black journalists wanted to talk about yesterday. Here's what they said.
What we need to do going forward. Look, first of all, we just need to speak truth about history in spite of the fact that some people would try and erase history.
My computer just died right in the middle of that.
That's, well, that's incredible. This idea, this is the other narrative that's out there, that somehow or another we're trying to erase history. We don't like history. We don't acknowledge history. Constantly you hear this because, like Tom, we have people that want to propagate in the public schools a history of just running down America, a history that would make you believe America always has been a racist nation, and it's that way today. That's what they want taught. So Harris did not fully answer this, but she did say Congress, and she implied that executive action could help in this too. This is another area to draw out reparations. Americans do not support this. Here's a little bit more.
What we need to do going forward. Look, first of all, we just need to speak truth about history in spite of the fact that some people would try and erase history and try and teach our children otherwise. We need to speak truth about the generational impact of our history in terms of the generational impact of slavery, the generational impact of redlining, of Jim Crow law. I could go on and on and on. These are facts that have had impact. And we need to speak truth about it. And we need to speak truth about it in a way that is about deriving solutions.
All right. So again, leaving open the door from her position, what it was in the past. Yeah, reparations. Let's have this commission on it. Let's see the dollar value. You can't say that now because, again, I would tell you, based on polling, gut instinct, this is another tremendous loser. But for some reason, Vice President Harris is not backing away from all the transgender nonsense. And I don't believe in America that is a winning issue. I just don't. We see it all over the place. Trump people running ads on it now. But this has to be more face-to-face to break this stuff loose. And I realize how many of you think, well, you're never going to get a fair shot, Dom. Whatever network they're on, they're going to be against you. It's three against one. And we've talked about things that Trump could have done in that past debate to kind of use that with David Muir and Lindsey Davis. And he chose not to or could not. The big item now for Trump and Vance, I think they ought to do a town hall, maybe Vance, in Springfield, Ohio. Do it with Fox. Don't do it with the others. I'm in agreement with that. Do it with talk radio. My God. And let's see what the people in Springfield, Ohio say in a town hall versus just the mayor and the manager trying to pretend that they have not been devastated by this invasion. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time small town. It could be real. It could be fictional. So much small town choice. Here's an opportunity. We've been talking about it forever. Jump in right now on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. I'll get into this climate change stuff and people not having kids, but reparations, you know how every time this comes up, how explosive it is. How many hurdles? Even Gavin Newsom has tried to tamp it down in California. So let's go to Blazing Jesse. Met him the other night in the Collingswood at the big Don Trump Jr. event. Jesse's in Huntington Valley on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jesse. Afternoon. Great to meet you and your mom.
Hey, Mr. Giordano. Thank you so much, man. We had such a great time. And it's so great to hear Mr. Trump Jr. talk a little bit, man. I just wanted to thank you for that special event.
Well, thank you. And wasn't it amazing finally to meet people like Joe Evexton and these others?
And the incredibly tall Mr. Dan. Holy smoke.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, he's not 6'8".
I'm a little bit vertically challenged myself.
I know.
So seeing him.
I know. He's only 6'7" and 9'10". Just keep that in mind. It helps.
Hey, I wanted to just mention, though, I don't know if you noticed across the street, there was a party going on. They had a big, about 12-foot-long banner that said, Trump lost, LOL. I mean, I could think of a lot of things to be doing on a Friday night than to be spending $300 on a custom-printed sign.
Well, yeah.
And then,
well,
you know, I pulled...
The protesters were clever, though, asking Dan and me how much we were paid in rubles. Nice touch.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Well, I had some fun with them, though. I did ask on my way out with my mom. We were getting a little bit hungry. We wanted to go check out one of the, you know, famous New Jersey diners that we're known for. And I just decided, you know, we're getting a little hungry. So I asked if they had they're growing up any cats over there. But they were being a little secretive over there. Anyway, I did want to check in and just say, you know, I got some more time to kill now that I canceled my SiriusXM subscription due to Howard Stern.
Well,
and it's just crazy.
Yeah, good stuff. Jesse, do you have a small town that you would tell us? That's today's side question.
Yes, sir. You know what? Keep it in PA. I'm going to say New Hope, Pennsylvania. You know, besides the
yes.
politics,
yep.
very cool town. Cool
Absolutely.
Date night.
Thank you, Jesse. Blazing Jesse here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, so New Hope, we enter that. All this coming off, how much have we talked about small towns? Real or fictional? Cooperstown is one I'll enter in. That's real. And I still think that President Trump should go to Springfield, Ohio, hold a town hall there, or J.D. Vance, or both. It's a great thing to do. We're watching the Dow start to really climb up because the Fed at 2 o'clock today will report it. Finally, I think this goes back to 2020, the first time in 4 years they're going to cut the interest rate. So I wanted to ask, and this would be maybe younger listeners, people trying to get into that first house. It's onerous what's going on here. And the reason we've had this inflation, it was due, I believe, without a doubt, the stuffed-shirt historians and people that were in previous progressive administrations, they used to meet once a month, I don't know if they do anymore, with Joe Biden, get into his head, go big or go home. You got to be big, Joe. Maybe you only be one term. You want to be a consequential president. Go big. And the trillions and trillions of dollars spent, that just broke up everything. And you see the results. You see the diminished capacity of Americans. Yesterday, for example, I usually don't notice it. We had to get Freddie litter. So I got a dollar off at the Acme that I was at. You know, it's a giant box, but still, it was $13.95. I got it for $12.95. And the cat food that he likes... they were on sale for $8 for $10, and that's a sale. But I can remember when the cat litter was around the $7.95 or so, the big box. Just think of what this maniac has done, and these historians pumping his head up, Biden, creating this inflation, what it's done to the average American. And again, Republicans have to dig in more. That's why I think another debate face-to-face with Harris. Just call her out the moderators. She's got nothing when it comes. And I want Americans to know tonight, it's not about the rate. It's about the baked-in inflation. It was 1.4 when I left office. It rose to over 9%. And that's all baked in. Americans, you may not like me. Now, he says this somewhat. But you know, in my administration, and he talked last night about what he would do to cut this baked-in inflation versus Harris. Again, those that just hate Trump, believe it's Hitler and democracy, the argument of Democrats is, you know what? You got to suck it up. If you have to pay, Dom, $13.95 for your cat's litter, well, then that's what you're going to do. Would you rather have Hitler and lower cat litter prices? Isn't that their argument, sort of? And then they wonder why we have people saying, well, we have another solution. We don't want to pay these prices, but we don't want Hitler either. So let's kill Hitler. All right. Calling in a candidate for Senate on the Republican side, Dave McCormick. We'll go to him momentarily here, I guess, on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah, we'll take it next if he's there. Because we were told yesterday, breaking news, that Charleroi, Pennsylvania, is going to hold this big national news conference with McCormick there, talking about the devastation that Haitian influx has made, not wild stuff, but stuff that we've documented. And what does Bob Casey Jr. have to say about that? I told you yesterday, we have people here locally on record. The guy out there in West Norriton, the woman over in Upper Marion, and maybe a guest tomorrow from Springfield Township, they all signed this big letter of intent saying, yeah, they want to have more refugees put into their towns. Do the people in the town know that? Would they sign off on that? We hope to talk with one of them tomorrow. Others have rejected us, of course. Why'd you sign off on this? Stand up and tell us why Upper Marion should bring in an influx of Haitians, Ukrainians, or God knows what. All right, 855-839-1210. You'll get on board. Let's talk about batteries plus bulbs in Mount Laurel and Northfield. My friend Roy is doing so well because people recognize what I've been telling you for years. These two stores have everything, every need that you could possibly get. Plus, they fix things. They fix things when it comes to tech. But the issue is now they're booming and they might need some help. They could use a handy do-it-yourselfer would be ideal. They'll help train you in some things. It's a great low-pressure part-time job. Customer service is key. If you're willing to do what it takes to help, you need to talk to Roy. Be part of the team, as he says all the time. They power it, they light it, and they fix it. I have told you stories of stuff that people have brought that they brought back to life. I told you the photo story, the widow of a guy, and the Apple couldn't even do it. They did it to get the pictures that were there that were so precious to her. On and on it goes. It's worth a phone call. You're looking for something right now that might suit you? Give Roy a call, 856-638-0778, 856-638-0778. Batteries plus bulbs, two big stores, Route 73, Mount Laurel, and Northfield on Tilton Road. All right, Tom Giordano's show. Welcome in, everyone. So what's going on today in the House? Emotional testimony, big time. The mom of Rachel Morin testified. That's the young woman who I believe was raped and killed. Allegedly, because they haven't been convicted yet, but we know it's illegal immigration, the causal element here. And it gets tiresome, does it, when people say, well, you don't say that about all these others in Philadelphia or whatever. And the answer is, we do have criminals. We do have things like that happening here. What's heartbreaking is, though, there's no way these people should have been here. They shouldn't have had the opportunity to do that. That's the bottom line. That's always the bottom line. So there's a lot of emotion because, of course, Democrats blame Republicans and say, well, we had the border bill. You didn't want to do it. And I will forever hold responsible in this, in addition to the media, these dope Republican rhinos in the Senate. Why actually try to come up with a bill with Democrats here at the 11th hour? I'll say what Trump and the others can't. We don't want a bill. We don't want it now. There has to be a political price that they pay for what they've done. They do this all the time. They go wild, inundating the country with millions more people running amok that are here illegally. Then at the 11th hour, they come up with some bill that would not be a fix for this, that they wouldn't follow anyhow, and they get these Republicans to show their bipartisanship, start to negotiate and sign off on it. So you can't blame progressives. You can't blame Harris and Biden. They're doing what they do. Blame these moronic, the Langford guy, for example, from Oklahoma. Just willing idiots. Of course we didn't want to have that bill. Of course we want the issue in this. I'll tell you bluntly, we want it. It is political. They got to pay a price for this, because if reelected, what they'll do, they'll wait a brief period of time, and then they'll inundate us with this again. Of course we don't want to do it now. Well, you guys aren't serious. You don't care about more and dying. Of course we do. We know what to do. We don't need any complicated bill. Just do what Trump did. Keep them in Mexico. Put up the wall. Put more Border Patrol there. We know the basics. We don't need to be negotiating stuff. Why do Republicans do this? Because they're rhinos and dopes. And think that somehow or another they'll get credit for us. It's the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to win. The right thing to do is not to be negotiating this. Oh, so you don't care about who's killed between that point and now? Of course we do. But the bottom line is, big picture, the only way to stop this is to make them pay for it, to beat them, and then go back to the policies that seriously work. That's what it's about. But every time these Republicans get lured into this, they want the glory of saying they're bipartisan. On this issue, there's no bipartisan anything. It's hand-to-hand combat with them. We know what they want. They want to flood the country with people coming in illegally. They did it. And they don't want to pay a price for it. All right, so hopefully tomorrow we're going to have on one of the signatories of this big letter I've told you about. We've asked others who were here locally to come on with being rejected, but it might have one. And the idea is that these people signing on to this, these local officials, say they want more of this influx of Haitians and other groups, refugees, in their town. You think there's any town around here that really would vote for that? If that were up here in November, should we bring in, like we've seen in Springfield, or we've seen in Charleroi, these refugees? You think Doylestown, who I always think of as one of the capitals of this politically correct, would Doylestown to vote to bring in 2,000 to 5,000 to 10,000 Haitians? You think Doylestown really would? No, they wouldn't. They want it to go into some other communities who don't have the clout to do anything like about this. Would Lower Merion do it? I don't think so. Why do these communities have to suffer? Why is Rachel Morin dead? The mother testifying today. Riley, why is she dead? Lakin. Trump missed an opportunity to bring that up in the debate, call out the vice president and say, I'm sure you agree with me. She would have pivoted to the border thing. Now, then Trump would have to explain what I just explained. All due to these Republicans who stupidly gave them an out. They gave them the ability to say, we had the bill, even though it's a bad bill. Trump told you not to do it, and you didn't do it. All right, let's go to Jerry in Wilmington. Jerry is waiting, and he's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jerry, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Don. Good seeing you Thursday night.
Yeah,
enjoyed
same
the
here,
show.
Jerry. Thank you.
Yes. Hey, as far as the small town, once a year, this 5,000 people town is the center of the country. It's in February, and that would be Punxsutawney, where they made the movie Groundhog Day. So I'm going to go with Punxsutawney, where they made the movie Groundhog Day. I'm going to go with Punxsutawney, where they made the movie Groundhog Day. I'm going to go with Punxsutawney, where they made the movie Groundhog Day.
Thank you, Bill Murray. I got the point. Thank you very much. Yeah, that film has even been studied with religious significance. Not sure it's that great, but that was an entertaining call. It's all in the call.
That's what we want.
That's all in the call. Punxsutawney. Yeah, Phil. All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Jump in. Why would Republicans do it? I told you why they did it. and they opened up the out for them, what would they be saying at the border? They would just continue to lie, of course, and say those numbers are not. But I mean, you can push back on that more. Now, it's a harder pushback. You got to go into the minutia of this bill, because these Republicans, how do they get elected to anything? I guess the guy in Oklahoma feels, you know, he's never not going to be reelected. It's conservative there or something. He wants to be bipartisan. So let's all negotiate all this minutia with people who we know what they want. They want to flood the country, and they've done it. Now they have to take a respite, then win, and then continue to do it. You really think the nonsense you put in this bill is going to stop them from doing that, really? 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom G or Dano show. This just in from Dom's Wide World of Sports. The PIAA, which is a crazy organization many times, has done something good, but I think there's a broader point to it that I'll ask Riley Gaines about tomorrow. They have just sanctioned girls flag football as a sport. They've sanctioned girls flag football as a sport. I don't think there's male, to the best of my knowledge, flag football. Whoa, wait a minute then. The men are playing tackle. You're stopping opportunity from girls. The Philadelphia Eagles and Steelers were behind this. I think it's over 100 schools already have a girls flag football team. You know where I'm going with this. What it indicates. It indicates, aren't they? I'm surprised. Everybody seems to be on board. I'm on board with this. Any sport that females want to participate in, I think that's a good thing. All right, Henry, you're at our sports desk. What do you think?
Oh, I think this is great.
Yeah.
It's an awesome opportunity.
But what does it tell us, though, that they're going down this path, if anything?
I just think they're opening up a path for women to play some football. I don't know. Is there that big of a... I mean, do girls really want to play football? Every time a girl plays football, it seems like they're always the kicker. So
yeah, exactly.
I feel like this is just a good gateway. Get everything going. If you want to put on some pads, I don't think anyone's going to stop you.
No, but I think it indicates where the interest is, and it's not engineering something. This is organic. It's grassroots. That's the word. That's the point. And it's indicative that there's enough people, that it's this widespread. There's over 100 schools at least that have a sanction girls flag football. I don't know how many players at one time or another, but it indicates there's widespread that young women want to play football, be involved in a sport, but not tackle football.
Yeah. No, I mean, every year, it seems like every high school has a great, like, powder puff flag football thing.
Yes, right.
And it's always a great turnout, and so it makes sense that, hey, we could probably play this statewide.
Yeah. Well, the Eagles were behind it. It was a campaign. They put a lot of effort and money into it to get them to sanction this, because this is a backward group, this PIAA. They do a lot of stuff I don't agree with over the years.
Aren't all governing bodies?
Well, no, they are very much so. They are really, I guess every state, I'd have to see it. But, well, Jersey, you can say you're gender fluid that day and compete as a male against females. Then the next day you're not. You don't have to take any action. You just say it and you play against females. So are we going to see males embarrass themselves and be out there playing flag football? And I guess they still could hurt someone, but it's more remote to really hurt someone in this, certainly, versus if they had female tackle football. Yeah. So, again, it's another opportunity. And if they feel after doing this, they want to play the other, knock yourself out. But again, this, I know it seems glacial. I think it took 3 years. The Eagles were going to set a five-year goal to push them to do this. And I'd love to get your reaction. In the world of female sports, Riley Gaines will have on tomorrow. This is what female sports to me is supposed to be about. Opportunity and not engineering the type of stuff that we often see by a bunch of people who want to tell us the sexes are exactly the same, or even more, what are you talking about, the two sexes? There's a million different sexes, a million different things. I'm looking to see the reaction. And Henry, your reaction will not be the only reaction. There will be people saying, well, isn't it a shame? Why are we having girls play flag football? Why are they not given the full opportunity to be out there? You know?
Yeah.
How many times we have to be through it? You're right. And even with the kicking thing, it's often just almost a parody, I think. Carly Lloyd, they were going to try out as a kicker. She said, you know what? I'm a great soccer player, but I can't kick with these NFL guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
like, occasionally, you got a really good leg, have a really good kicker. I mean, that's all that matters at the end of the day. But I mean, how many people want to be the kicker? How many people aspire to be the kicker?
If the NFL thought there was a female out in America that would give them a 0.1% better field goal percentage under the gun, they would be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. They have a criminal record. Ah, who cares? Yeah. You know?
Come on.
I'll take that back. 0.001%.
They will put Taylor Swift out there if they thought it would work. They will put her out there.
All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Love to get your reaction today. I bet we have listeners whose girl, their daughter, their granddaughter, whatever, are probably playing this. Other than pickleball, will the PIAA get involved with pickleball at some point? We'll see. It's more of a senior sport, but Philadelphia Eagles behind this, and I think it's an indicator of something correct. The mayor of Chicago has moved to cancel ShotSpotter. This is the thing that goes, look, I'm against the cameras, but when there is a shot that goes off, it tells you where that shot is coming from. And in Chicago, well, you're right. I mean, the police just patrol around. Just wait a nanosecond. Another shot will be coming from somewhere. How does Chicago even function a little bit? My God, just watching this. They voted for this guy. All right, we have Michael Watley, RNC, with some news coming up at 2:15, Dom's Money Melody. We'll take your calls on the side question. All-time great small town. That's what we are looking for. NFL Week 3 is here, and you can start the season with a big return on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, new to FanDuel. Well, you'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place that first $5 bet. You can build a quick same-game parlay for Thursday night's football game, Patriots versus Jets. How about Breece Hall over rushing yards? You got to take Aaron Rodgers. He looked decent the last game, over passing yards. And an anytime score, meaning they'll score, you're saying they'll score in this game. You can do that. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/Dom. Don't forget Henry's tip the other night. I know it's kind of sour with Barkley dropping the key pass, but he did get 21 receiving yards. 18.5 was all you had to get. That was a layup. That was like found money. So just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Yet 321 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.